Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Carex. For older adults, aging in place is a key part of the American dream. And yet only 10% of us have homes that are aging ready. And we admit to not even knowing where to begin when it comes to making our own homes or our mom's homes safe and comfortable. Carex.com is more than just the place to go for affordable, easy to install, and often fold away equipment. It's also a resource. They deeply care about supporting caregivers. Well, we've teamed with Carex to offer you a 20% discount on Carex.com. We've got a link in our show notes, or when you're checking out, use the code UNCLUTTERED20. That's Carex.com, UNCLUTTERED20. Don't wait for a medical emergency or life-changing event to visit Carex.com.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome, everybody, to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. This is a part two. We introduced you to Kristen, Carolyn, and Michelle, the ladies from the Pop Culture Preservation Society podcast that we love.
Love.
This is a podcast that celebrates the crushes, the clothes, the books, the movies, the songs, the TV, and all of the toys that shaped the youth of people that are Gen X, or if you're a young baby boomer. And they talk about everything. We've already had a lively conversation with them. And if you haven't heard that episode, you can go back and check that one out first. But this is our part two.
Oh, I just absolutely love these ladies. And this part two is just as good as part one. So make sure you check out part one, because it's just such a great group of women.
You have a really great index, a good search feature on your website. So I was going through all of my ideas. You know, she had Urban Cowboy, and I wanted, and everything I thought of, you have done. Solid Gold was my show.
Oh, good for us.
Yeah, you guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite see anything on specifically the show Emergency, which we used to watch every day after school. But that was good. But I feel like that's because that was so regional. Like, I feel like that because it was before our time, really. But then it was on after school syndicated.
That's right.
Yes. So it was probably regional.
Did you have it
regional.
After school or not?
And guess what? We have an episode this season coming up called TV Reruns, which is exact about those shows that came on, you know, the syndicated shows that we watched every day. And I think we briefly touch on Emergency, but not a whole episode about Randolph Mantooth. So you might have to do that.
That's the thing. There are these shows that somebody asked me the other day. They said, I didn't even know there was such a thing as Get Smart until I was watching it after school every day. I said, well, that never ran where I lived. Mm-hmm. Until, you know, so
right,
I think it's
those
very
were local
regional.
Stations that, you know, they could just bid on those syndicated shows. But yeah.
And I liked how you said in your episode, the other guy, Randolph.
Maybe the other guy.
Whatever happened to him. No.
We can find that out.
One other thing I really love about the podcast when I listen is, for instance, Saturday Night Fever was one. And I love that you really get into explaining even things you don't want to talk about, and a lot, like really getting to the down and dirty, like, you know, there was a rape scene, and, you know, you didn't think about that the way you do back then now. And I coincidentally listened to that and was up at 3 a.m, God knows why. And Saturday Night Fever was on. I'm like, oh, now I have to watch it again because, you know, of the podcast. And I got to really look at how they described each scene. I just love how you really pick things apart in detail with things you never even knew or even thought about. That's why I really love listening.
Thank you. And I think part of that is because there are three of us. And so we are all looking at it with different eyes, right? And that episode was a labor of love. And I'll tell you, when our conversation was so bouncing everywhere. We had so many feelings. And there were so many things that we were surprised by watching it as adults, because we'd all seen it as children, where we're like, we don't even know that what has taken place in the backseat is a rape. We don't even know that. And so we're just kind of exploding with information. And we have this episode. I'm like, what? this is like a pile of poo. How on earth are we going to make this a presentable thing? And we did surgery on that episode to get a cohesive story of how, what it means to the culture. Because on the one hand, you could watch that movie and go, I think this is a crappy B movie. Or you can watch it through another lens and say, look at what it's saying about our culture.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that Donna Pascoe had gained weight for that role until I listened to their podcast.
Mm-hmm. 40 pounds they made. She's like 5 feet tall. They made her gain 40 pounds.
I love that.
We often joke with each other. We'll do we have a very large handful of episodes like Saturday Night Fever or Purple Rain, Fame. These movies we watch and think, oh, let's rewatch Fame, everyone. Okay, let's do a watch and react. And we joke that we've basically just given a college level dissertation on the movie because the three of us aren't going to sit there. And I guess one thing for your listeners to note too about our podcast is even if it's an episode about, ABC after school specials or something, it's not just three of us sitting around going, remember this one and we loved it. And I think this is the writers in us, we do a lot of research and we like to leave you with something that you didn't know. And it's not just that, they all sat in the hot tub together after the events on Battle of the Network Stars. It's something like where we would take a movie like Saturday Night Fever or Fame, and really dive deep into these scenes that now watching them, in today's culture are wrong and disturbing, but we'll take a look at them through the 1978 lens or whatever. And then we'll talk about it a lot. We often have to give disclaimers at the beginning of our, episodes because some of the content might be, a little triggering because some of the stuff we watched and that we thought was okay back then was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you also make me laugh because I thought I was the only one that when Karen Gurney was dancing was the worst dancer ever. And so when you guys said I was crying. I was laughing because I'm like, she is not a good dancer. How is she dancing with John Travolta? I mean, so I was like, I'm not the only one that thought that. So I love you guys.
She was like flailing about. She was like flailing and doing turns without spotting. Literally like her turns, she was getting dizzy. She was just like, what?
It was so funny.
Well, we would keep you as long as we could, and we know that you have lives to live, so we don't want to be greedy with your time.
Not really.
One thing we just recently asked our listeners, though, on our inside group, we have an exclusive little group too, community, and we asked. I threw this out there. I don't even know if I've mentioned this to you. I just came up with it.
She's our techie guy.
So I just wanted to know if anyone had any songs, and it was inspired by you guys, to be honest, any songs that you would happily sing along to when you were a kid and then later in life realized that they were very dirty. And I had so many of those that I hear now on that 70, on the 70 station on satellite. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like Afternoon Delight and things like that. I just had no idea.
Or that was the theme for, the 1976 on CBS, the Bicentennial decided to use Afternoon Delight, which we talk about in our Bicentennial episode. Yeah, like what?
It's crazy.
Did you get some fun answers?
We really did. And I'm trying to, I should have had them ready to go, but one of them I remembered, and a lot of my friends didn't remember this one, but we're from South Florida. So I don't know if Push, Push in the Bush.
Push, Push in the Bush.
Push, 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 push in the Bush. Bush. What else could it have possibly meant? I don't know. But
and I pictured somebody like in a bush, like pushing the bush over. Yeah, push the bush over. Push the bush over.
Well, Donna Summer's Love to Love You Baby was also another, one that you're like, ugh. First of all, it went on way too long. But besides that, you're like, I mean, I didn't really get it until I was older. And I was in high school. I thought it was just a disco song. And then now I'm like, oh, my goodness.
She's like, it sounds like I thought she was crying a little bit.
Yeah.
She's like moaning and squealing. And I'm like, why is she crying? I don't understand.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah. I was on for a really long time, and it was so controversial about how dirty this song was, and I'm listening so hard for the dirty part, but all I hear is her crying.
Oh. I think Carolyn and I often talk about we share an affinity for probably songs that when we were children, like our mothers or older people were listening to, like we have like, you know, like we loved like, I don't know, Anne Murray and stuff when other people were listening to, you know, rock. But one that I still love the song, and, you know, don't come at me because this is seriously one part of my musical taste. But you know that song, Secret Lovers?
Oh,
Secret
yeah.
Lovers, that's what we are. I was a child that would just sing that song, and I love it. And it's kind of, it's, you know, it's basically about these two people having an affair, and it's pretty awful.
You're celebrating it.
Atlantic Star.
I love, you know, like DeBarge. I loved Air Supply. I loved all the older, you know, kind of easy listening adult contemporary.
Sure.
And I was, you know, 8.
Yeah, in second grade, my teacher sent, we did like a little class project, and our teacher wanted to know like our favorite TV show and our favorite song and our favorite this and our favorite that. And I wrote on my paper that my favorite song was Please Go All the Way by the Raspberries. Please go all the way. And my neighbor, my friend was like, you can't write that. Don't erase that right now. And I was like, what? Why? Like, go all the way where?
When I was in fifth grade, my friend, this one I really should have known better, but my friend Shelley Caputo and I in fifth grade auditioned for the talent show with Rich Girl by Hall & Oates. And we got to the part and we're just like, it's a bitch girl. And I called my mom. We had to change it to Locomotion.
Oh, I remember Locomotion.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this is the memory lane that you walk down for every episode of Pop Culture Preservation Society. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you are all such delights and we appreciate it. Is there anything else coming up that you want to share with our listeners? Tell us you're having a seminar sometime that we can get on a plane and fly to you.
Oh, yes.
What about our book club? We have a great Zoom book club, and we revisit books from our childhood or we read books that are relevant to our childhood. And our next one is on May 21st. We're going to be talking about Judy Blume's Forever.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I know. You know, a 50 something year old woman. And then we're going to have the greatest Zoom book conversation about, you know, how
Ralph,
does it match?
Yes. Yeah, Ralph.
Well, no, I keep saying when I'm advertising it, I keep saying, are we going to be able to say the word Ralph without giggling? Yes. My favorite.
Well, I clicked that box.
If you listen to our actual episode, though, that we did right at the beginning on Forever, one of you guys, Carolyn or Kristen, talks about it being like described like a little mouse in her hand. And it's so funny. So it's going to be us giggling at how we felt about it then. Mm-hmm. But then it's going to be us talking about it because we want everybody to reread it. And let's see if it holds up. And let's see if now that we're all adults, we have the same feeling. So that's going to be super fun. And that, if you go on our website, which is poppreservationists.com, and click upcoming events, just keep checking there. We'll have a link where you can get a ticket and that kind of stuff for.
Yeah, that's going to be.
And we have a Patreon, which is great. And, you know, that's one way that our listeners can support us. Helps us continue to just keep doing this, you know, this thing that we love. And so you get a lot of different perks monthly if you're one of our patrons. But we hope that you all follow along with us, listen to our conversations, and especially follow along on social media, Pop Culture Preservation Society on Facebook, on Instagram, YouTube. You can listen to a lot of our episodes, most of them on YouTube. You can see some of them. Sometimes we put video up.
Yeah.
And we have a TikTok as well.
And am I allowed to come full circle? I want to do come full circle. Kristen, if you'll move a little bit, I want to tell you all that because that book exists, right?
Oh,
that's the reason this podcast exists. So that is Kristen's middle grade novel. But we say middle grade novel, but it's middle age novel. It's for everybody. And so that's her, her middle grade novel inspired by Sean Cassidy. Another full circle moment. We met him. He autographed it. It's dedicated to him. Oh, we got to witness Kristen handing him the book and him signing it. It's a wonderful story about a young girl with her first crush, but it's also about the mom of the young girl, which a lot of us can relate to, and that experience. So that is also on our website. You can find a link to Kristen's book, and Kristen Nilsen Writer is Kristen's Instagram, and I just that because that book exists, we exist. So
thank you, Carolyn. Thank you.
Yes. Worldwide crush. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So all of this will be in our show notes, of course. And I mean, that's a whole other conversation, being the mom of a daughter with crushes, because we both have been there as well. But ladies, we're going to let you go.
Well, I have to say one thing.
Okay, wait. Oh.
On behalf of listening for two full months now, I just want to say thank you for getting me out of the, all our listeners know, the true crime podcast rabbit hole for the first time in literally 2 months. So you must mean a lot to me, because I've given it up for your podcast, and it was worth it.
She has abandoned murder.
Thank you.
I've been, yep.
That, could we use that as a blurb on our website?
Yes.
They're better than murder.
Better than murder.
Yes.
Pop Culture Preservation Society. Better than murder.
Love it.
Once again, all of that information is in our show notes, and you can follow them. You're going to love that podcast. And when it comes to memories like this, let's revise our tagline instead of "let it go and don't look back." Let's say, when it comes to these kinds of memories that spark joy, you don't have to let it go.
And you can look back.